Hello, this is Nefertari on the BelowTopSacred.com member podcast network with a reply to Nurki. First, I just wanted to address that I only mentioned the middle class as a side note to show how inflated the prices are. My primary concern is more with the lower class people that just really just have the smaller budgets and cannot afford the healthier foods as the fresh fruits and vegetables. Okay, also, you had mentioned moving to a different area. Kind of what you didn't understand is that I wasn't really so much talking about myself as the state of the country as a whole, but really, it doesn't matter a whole lot from place to place, whether it be city or country. The prices are pretty much standard throughout the country. I mean, there are a few places that are more expensive than others, but I certainly don't live in one of them. And that 99 cents a pound apple is just a normal apple. Some of them are over $1 a pound. And this is a regular grocery store. And probably what you don't understand is that in this country, in America, supermarkets are pretty much the only real source most people have to purchase their food from. Although there are some produce vendors in rural areas, even for those that live where they have access to them, they're only open for a few months out of the year, and prices really are. Well, they are a little bit in of a discount compared to the supermarkets, but they're not extremely so. And my primary point was just to point out the ridiculously enormous price difference in this country between the healthy foods and the junk foods, and how it makes eating healthy harder for the poorer and lower class people. Also, you had mentioned that you could feed yourself easily living at 50% of the poverty level. Well, my concern is not so much for single people. Obviously, most single people can get away with, you know, eating ramen noodles and stuff. I mean, they can get away with a really low budget. My main concern is more for families and people with kids that for whatever reason are stuck trying to feed their family on you know, that sort of income or worse. When a family is forced to have a small budget of, you know, say $25 or $50 a week to feed four or more people three meals a day, they're often forced to eat more carbohydrates than fruits and vegetables and meats because of the price of the groceries, at least in America. It's definitely not even a localized problem. This is nationwide. Healthy foods should not be so ridiculously overpriced, and our government is really doing nothing to change that. In truth, as much as people say to write to your congressman, the truth is they usually send you a carbon copy letter signed with a stamp thanking you for your time and concern, and then nothing's done. I've written congressmen and senators, and this has been my experience thus far. The problem that we have is the voices of the people that want to make a difference are really small. Those of us that actually vote for, you know, the person that we actually believe will make a difference, well, we can do it till we're blue in the face. But if the majority of people are voting for the charismatic guy who has millions of dollars to put into ads to boost his popularity with them, that guy's gonna win. I've pretty much lost most of my faith in our political system over the years. And although I continue to try to make a difference, there does come a point where you just get so frustrated you just want to pull your hair out. Let's see. Oh, you said poor people have no place in the cities. Unfortunately, in this country, the cities are exactly where most of them have to live. The cities have more room. They have more room for spaces, buildings. They have more housing, and they're able to offer it at lower prices. Of course, the quality of living is lower too, but for people that just can't afford any more than that, it's the only option. The suburbs, in America, the suburbs, unlike Australia, it costs more in the suburbs for the most part. The cities have high-volume discount stores, and again, they specialize in unhealthy things that the government wants the poor people to resort to eating. If that weren't enough, I mean, our kids are brainwashed with TV ads from an early age to want junk food. Now, an easy answer is that the parents shouldn't let their children watch so much television. But the sad truth is that there are a lot of irresponsible parents out there that don't care what their kids are doing so long as they're not bothering them. The kids don't know that they're being brainwashed, and growing up, you know, they end up as young adults wanting, if not craving, these unwholesome foods because that's what they've been programmed to do. Don't get me started. I'm going off on a whole new rant now. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify those few points so you can understand what I was really concerned about. It was not a personal rant, but a rant generally in concern over the state of affairs in this country as a whole, over the availability of healthy food for the lower class overall. But thank you for your thoughts and suggestions, Nurki, and I definitely think some of them will be helpful to those that need help. This is Nefertari signing off with my reply. Goodbye. Have a good day.